There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
Time to start another overview of what's going on in the world of health, medicine, how to creatively take care of your body in a way that maybe you haven't thought about. If you have problems, aches, and pains, we have Dr. Jack Stockwell with us, board-certified NUCA chiropractor. He has a website with his wife. Their clinic is in Salt Lake City. Website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, where you can get all kinds of helpful consultations. He offers a very interesting approach to healthcare in a concierge way. There are a lot of supplements that he talks about and works with that are part of his practice. He's created and developed some. As you can see, he's really very much into the world of modern medicine. He and his wife do podcasts all the time. You can find them at Forbidden Doctor as well. The latest one is about cholesterol and how to have a longer, healthier life. Higher cholesterol for him. This is you've been preaching this for a while. I don't mean to sort of beat a dead horse, but you've been saying very consistently for a long time that higher cholesterol. I think the only thing I would ask you to define, Jack, is what you mean by higher cholesterol, because once you get up into the 400 and 500 range, it is dangerous. But we've all been told by our doctors that 200 was the magic number, and you need to have more of the good than the bad. I don't, so I've always been warned, but yet my health is fabulous. So,
when it first became an issue in the early 80s, when they finally developed a drug that would force your liver to not make cholesterol, yeah. Which, of course, is a very important substance inside the body. I mean, if you stopped eating anything that had to do with cholesterol, your liver would make every last drop of it. If you ate cholesterol, pure cholesterol, if all you did was to eat egg yolks or something like this, that still would only be about 20% of the cholesterol that your body needs. Your liver is going to make the other 80%. So when the drug back in the 80s showed up, they considered then 300 was normal. And if you were over 300, you needed this drug. When they found out most people were around 300, they lowered it to 250. Then they lowered it to 200.
Who are they?
The drug companies that make
products. What do they have to do with the doctors, though? The drug companies might say that, but what are the doctors?
We make the assumption that what goes on in healthcare today is based on science, and it isn't. It's based on consensus. People get together and agree, well, this is what it should be, and anything outside of this is outside the standard of practice, and we shouldn't be, you know, that's not acceptable. We're not going to do that. It's not based on science at all. And so now they want to lower it even further, and now they want to start giving cholesterol-lowering drugs to children, which to me is just absolute insanity.
Good God.
More than half your brain is made out of cholesterol. I mean, it's an absolutely important life-saving substance. But when it makes over $10 billion a year. I think the last number I saw was 2016, and I think it was $37 billion worldwide sales of this drug. It's not going to go away for a while.
But to give it to children, what we are now, with the drugs that are being given to children to calm them down, when in fact, if they didn't have sugar-filled cereals, they would not be crazy and bouncing off the walls when they go to school in the first place. So this sounds like a real danger zone to me.
Well, it is a danger zone, because whatever your cholesterol is right now is what it needs to be. I know that may sound a little simplistic.
Well, but in the 400 range, that can't be good.
Well, it's because you have systemic inflammation going on. And obesity is a systemic inflammation problem. The inflammation that's coming out of your adipocytes, the fat cells, is constantly causing systemic inflammation. And that's what your body uses cholesterol for, to soothe inflamed areas, lesions, wounds, whatever else. And as your body has systemic inflammation, your cholesterol is going to be higher. The problem isn't the high cholesterol. The problem is the reason for the higher cholesterol. So like I think I mentioned here recently, Mary just got a new life insurance policy for a lot of money, and her cholesterol was 285. And they couldn't have cared less. They couldn't have cared less because all her other numbers were in a normal range. And you know that this is all based on actuaries. The actuaries just sit there and number crunch billions of numbers all day long on the computer. So the probability of this and the probability of that and the probability of her with a high cholesterol, what they consider high cholesterol, 285, is still to live a very long time. So they insured her for a lot of money.
All right. So let me look at this from a different point of view or from an additional point of view in terms of talking about the things that we have drugs for. Let's flash back, not to yesterday or last week or last month or last year. Let's go back, not even 100 years, 1,000 years. Let's go back to we have life on this planet is, or at least some walking humanoid type creatures have been on the planet for about 300,000 years. So they didn't live as long. People will say, well, the reason we're living longer and healthier is because of vaccines and antibiotics, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm not sure that I agree with that, and I don't want to sound ignorant, but I really think that much of what we do to maintain our bodies is exercise, eating better. The people who live longer eat better, exercise, and are pretty thoughtful about how they go about their business. That is their daily life. And the people who don't live long are obese. They eat the wrong foods. They don't exercise. So, I mean, I don't see what does antibiotics and vaccine do except prolong the lives of people who are not smart enough to keep themselves in good shape. And that may sound like a really strident thing to say, but...
No. 100 years ago, 100 years ago, the number one cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was accidental death. And... before we started cleaning up the water supply with the water acts that came out of Congress just before World War I, the number one cause of death of children, of course, was infectious diseases. When the water safety stuff came out, the water purification, water treatment acts came out, and we had to clean up the water supply, and there started to have to be sanitary treatment of water.
And there was good reason for that. Pasteurization,
there was good reason
for that at the time.
At the time, you're right. And so what happened was the number one cause of death was the accidental stuff. But if you survived to 3 or 5 years old 100 years ago, you could live into your 90s and your hundreds. It's not that we're living longer today. Those numbers are skewed. We're actually not living quite as long as we did 100 years ago if you discount the childhood disease factor and the accidental death factor because of the unsafe practices in industry that have been corrected with OSHA and all these other kinds of things today. When you look at the whole picture, you know, I have ancestral photographs. And I'm telling you, my grandfathers, great-grandfathers, great-great-grandfathers and mothers that went with them, aunts and uncles, I have the old black and white pictures. These people were very, very old. I've done a little family research. Well, and in doing family research, these people lived a long time.
If they didn't abuse themselves, not only in the hard work and stuff, and you're talking about people who died because of accidents. These are farm accidents for the most part because most people lived on the farm. And the things that are going on the farm are, we don't have people living on the farm, but we do have a lot of people smoking. The people who smoked were the ones who died early because there was no counter to it. But yeah, the people who worked long hours and hard and didn't abuse themselves, ate purely things that they grew in their garden and on the farm. They lived a long life. Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they ate real food. Yeah. The majority, I think the numbers I saw here not too long ago, over 95% of people who live in America, because the farm population gets less and less and less, over 95% have processed foods in their diet every day. Those processed foods mean they've been denaturized.
It's hard to get away from them.
They're loaded with all kinds of chemicals and these kinds of things. There is an old Tibetan proverb that I really like. It says, the secret to living well and longer, eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure.
There you go. That's it. At the end of the show, Jack Stockwell has just helped us all live long and prosper. We are talking about aging, what happens when we don't exercise, we don't have muscle, our joints begin to fall apart. Not only do your joints, they get inflamed, but your brain, if you're not getting exercise, good for your brain. You know that, because it pushes the blood around, gets the blood up to your brain, all around your cardiovascular system. Without all of that, you need, and even maybe with it, you need positive nutritional support. And that comes not just from your diet, unless you're eating all of the right things every day, all the time. And we know you're not. You know you're not, and I know you're not. So the import of omega-3s, that is fish oil, the import of krill oil, which is good for your joints, how to protect your joints, the bursa, the sacs, they keep everything flexible and get rid of, keeps arthritis from developing, all that sort of thing. There's a new soft gel. It's a mini soft gel pill. Krill Omega 50 Plus from Purity. Purity Products has created a lot of great natural supplements over the years. This is their latest and one of the most intriguing. Krill oil and omega together. Krill Omega 50 Plus with CoQ10. The CoQ10 gets added in for energy. So you've got all kinds of things combining these elements together in one small pill. It's yours free by calling 800-355-1493. Now, I'm not saying one pill is free. I'm telling you a whole month's supply is free. 800-355-1493. You'll pay for the shipping to get it to you. That's it. The bottle itself is free. You get started, you'll see, you'll feel, you'll sense the difference. It does reduce inflammation, thus you will feel better. Claim your free bottle now by dialing 800-355-1493. Take Jack's advice, the advice of many doctors from here to there and back again. This supports your cardiovascular function, flexibility in the joints, brain function, all that good stuff. Get a free bottle. Get started on the program. 800-355-1493. The flu season this year still on for some reason or another, even though we're in the good weather, record-breaking problems for children. I noticed that there are people that are reviewing this, and we've had the conversation about vaccines. Parents are told, get your children a flu vaccine, preschool, all of these children, the stories, because the news media always takes things and twists it and turns it around. So I don't know what to believe here when I see there's a story all over the place this week about a young lady from Chicago, 5 years old. Her name was Mia Lobo. She was cold, and her parents are both registered nurses. They weren't worried about it because they just thought it was a cold. And now she's dead, brain dead. So what happens to children? There are 169 children that have gone into this coma-like state having had the flu. And of course, the news media and the regular medical folks want you to use this to, take a flu shot, get a flu shot.
Yeah, well, we need to find out what their general status was before they got the flu. What I would want to know is how many vaccines, did they follow the vaccine schedule up to that point? What does their diet consist of? Those two kinds of things are so very important, because both of those, if they're taking place, bad diet and lots of vaccines, are extremely detrimental to the immune response. They actually stunt the immune system from doing its job. The vaccines cause autoimmune problems. It throws the immune system into a dysregulation kind of situation where it can't actually function the way it's supposed to. And the diet, you know, if there's, we know that if there's enough sugar in the diet, it stunts the immune system, something called the phagocytic index. Yeah. It actually slows down white blood cells from doing the job of destroying the enemy. So usually when information like this comes out, you don't get the whole picture. You don't know everything that's going on. And like this situation with this last shooting down there in Texas. You know, if I was the governor of Texas, and yes, Mary, lots of antibiotics. Thanks. She just told me something else. How many antibiotics did these kids get before these kinds of problems took place? Well, they don't tell us that.
No.
You know, and like I was saying, if I was governor
of Texas. Well, it's a knee-jerk reaction, Jack. 169 kids this year dying of pediatric flu. Last year, the number was 104. So they look at that and say, well, look at this huge increase. What's going on? Are our immune systems compromised? The answer is yes. And drugs and vaccines, in our estimation, don't fix the problem. They, in fact, attack the system and many times make it worse, although you don't see.
Well, there's a new statement out by the FDA, on the DTaP. From the FDA on the DTaP vaccine.
And what's when it DTaP? Talks of, no, who knows? What's the DTAP? Vaccine?
Well, diphtheria, pertussis, tetanus, and atypical pertussis. Diphtheria, tetanus, and atypical pertussis. And the warnings from the FDA lists all the possible side effects. They finally listed autism. They finally listed autism as a side effect of that vaccine.
Well, there are a lot of people who, and this is, we're trying to fix the problem. You got to use your own judgment. You figure it out as you will. The government blames the fact that they had the wrong vaccines as to the reason that, you know, there are more people dying. I think a lot of people are convinced that they ought to have shots. And so that continues because every time you go to a CVS or a Walgreens or anything like that, get your free shot here. They get you in and you go buy something else while you have your flu shot. You know, it's a lost leader for them. And at the end of the day, if you have a small or weakened immune system, you will not fare well in these circumstances. No matter what the problem is, you got to enhance your immune system.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
In my practice, I was getting to the point where I couldn't have the strength to see that many patients anymore. I was diagnosed with sarcoidosis. It really affected my breathing and the strength that I had. And I was introduced to the fruits and veggies. Just slowly, my strength started to come back. And it was because of the good nutrition. I can't say enough good for Balance of Nature and what it's done for me. I recommend it to everybody.
When you call, use discount code DJV. And we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code DJV.
Good Day Health Show with lots of information from varying points of view. We're talking to Dr. Jack Stockwell, as we usually do every week at this time, board certified NUCA chiropractor. He's also a GAPS practitioner and was talking about how he's gotten on to a new program. I can't remember if you told me that on the air or off the air, what it is that you and Mary, your wife, who runs the clinic with you there in Salt Lake City, what it is that you're doing that'll cleanse your system. The GAPS protocol includes what?
Well, it's actually, we have three major podcasts on the subject. Podcast number 4, 42, and 43 that go into great length explaining how all disease and all healing begins in the gut. And when the gut is good and healthy, the body is going to be good and healthy. When the digestive system works and the trash removal system works the way it's supposed to, there's nothing but health to follow. So GAPS stands for gut and psychology
system.
Yeah. OS. Yes. Gut and psychology. And it was created by Dr. Natasha McBride, who practices out of Cambridge, England. A medical doctor and neurosurgeon and neurophysiologist whose son developed autism around 2 or 3 years old. And so she quit the practice, went back into heavy study to find out what she could do for her son's autism. GAPS was born out of that. He's now completely normal, completely caught up to speed. He's in his 20s.
So what does it involve?
Fine.
What is the, if we want to do
healing
the
GAPS? Healing and sealing the gut.
Yeah, but how?
Well, the first thing you do is about a week of broth, nothing but broth.
Chicken broth, turkey broth, bone broth.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It could be a fish broth. It could be various kinds of meats. It could even be a vegetable broth for those who can't or won't partake of meat or beef or lamb, chicken, these kinds of things. Although those kinds of broths actually contain in them all of the nutritional support so that the walls of the gut can come back together tightly and the leaks stop. Your gut is replaced every 3 to 5 days because of everything moving through, everything sloughing through. It will slough off the layer that surrounds what's passing through the gut. It has to be replaced every 3 to 5 days.
And so the broth does that? Or what does the broth
allow? And so what the broth does is it allows the wall of the gut to heal, for all of those enterocytes to come back together, the villi to knit tightly together, so that anything leaking through the gut wall into the bloodstream immediately stops. Mm-hmm. And so we're talking about psychological problems. We're talking about chronic disease problems that never seem to go away because the gut is constantly leaking these poisons into the bloodstream. When we can heal the gut and seal the gut so that that leakage stops, marvelous turnarounds can occur in chronic, and I'm talking about decades of degenerative problems inside the body. And so every now and then, Mary and I get, we're consulting with people on GAPS all the time. That's why we created several podcasts on the subject, because we never have enough time to really explain the whole thing, how the gut's put together, how the gut works, why it needs to work in such a certain way, and how to repair it if it's not doing that. And, of course, you can do it right there in your own kitchen. It doesn't require drugs. A few supplements would certainly help, but it can be done right there in your own kitchen by the broth that you make. And like
right.
I said, we've got podcasts to explain it.
Start the process by cleansing using some broth. That's Jack's advice to you. And then go from there. You can have one of those symptom surveys done. If you go to ForbiddenDoctor.com, take the symptom survey, you may find out some more as to what else is going on in your body. But it's a good place to start. And then there are all kinds of wisdom that will come back to you through the people on Jack's staff that will help you to help yourself, because it is really about you and what you need to know on your own. This, we can only, the old business about leading a horse to a trough, but you can't make him drink the water in it. There are all kinds of the information that's at the Good Day Health Show podcast, Jack's Forbidden Doctor podcast. All this stuff is there if you want to use it. If you're intrigued by it, if you're stimulated by it, if you want help, help yourself. Otherwise, we're kind of wasting our time here. It's kind of like going to the gym and working out with styrofoam weights. about it. If you go to the gym, you're not going to use, if you really want to improve the strength of your body, muscles are necessary to keep your, as you get older especially, to keep your skeleton together. And the heavy stuff makes you stronger and makes you more muscular, therefore holds your body together. And the same thing, the stuff that you use on the inside of your body to take care of you. And I don't want to make this a lecture. It just sort of is common sense to me, and I'll leave it at that under the circumstances. I think common sense is very important. Question from a listener. Why is it, let's see here. This actually was about muscle. It's interesting that I get off on this. Mm-hmm. Lifting weights, this woman weighs 140 pounds. She's 5 foot. And she can't gain any, she doesn't seem to be gaining muscle. And she wondered why. She wants more size in her arms and her legs. And she's in her 50s. What about testosterone? I wonder about testosterone when it comes to that sort of thing.
Obviously testosterone has an immediate effect on muscles. Ligaments, tendons, to toughen, to give you a denser tissue population. So that will strengthen the muscles as well. women have testosterone, but they don't have the type of testosterone, what's called dihydrotestosterone, that causes, you know, the facial hair and the balding, thinness, this kind of stuff. Although they can if they fall into a hormonal imbalance of sorts. But resistance exercise is so powerful, not just in tightening up the muscles a little bit, and I want to address the fact that she doesn't seem like that's happening to her, but it also has an awful lot to do with the body's ability to handle sugar. We know that we need insulin, the hormone insulin, in order to get sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells, but we don't need insulin to get sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells if you're doing resistance exercise.
Yep. So there you go. Lots of training.
Well, yeah, and so when you're doing a lot of this and you don't seem to be getting the muscle, maybe you're not doing, maybe there's something in the diet that's interrupting this kind of a thing. I would invite her to do the symptom survey. It's free. You know, go to forbiddendoctor.com, do the symptom survey. One of our nutritionists will get back to you, again free, and explain the results. There's an area where you can write in what your concerns are. I'm concerned with this. I'm concerned with that. I've got this particular problem. I'm taking these particular drugs. And when we get a more rounded picture, I can answer her question, I think, to her satisfaction.
All right, there you go. Answer to that question. More questions for Jack coming up. First, well, I suppose the question I might ask is how, if you're not satisfied with all of the weight loss programs that you get on, you may have started a program at the beginning of the year, everybody goes on some kind of weight loss program. It goes on some diet, yada, yada, yada. And then they find out that they're not interested, or they don't keep up with it, or they don't lose the weight, or whatever it is. So along comes Kalotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. We're interested in health. This is, according to research done over the last 2 or 3 years, the healthiest choice for weight loss because of really what it is all about. What it is all about is what your body is made up of. That's a lousy sentence because it shouldn't end in a proposition. Your body is made of collagen. 20% of your body is collagen. And as you get older, your natural collagen starts to decline. So you need to add to that so that you can keep the proteins in your body working properly. And I don't want to make this too doctoral, if you will, but if you're just interested in results, you don't care about how you get there, this is the safest way to get results. The benefits of using Kalotren are very simple. It replaces the protein in your body with the collagen that it needs because your body is losing the collagen. So peptides, the collagen peptides, this may even be too complicated, but you want to maintain your weight, you need to have collagen. You start losing the collagen when you're in your 20s, so you got a supplement, and that's what Kalotren is all about. It's a collagen protein supplement that assists your body in burning off fats and sugars. Although the body produces collagen protein naturally, it diminishes with age, and so thus the need for this weight loss, weight loss, weight loss, Kalotren, Kalotren, Kalotren. You're on a big weight loss kick, Jack.
Yeah, I am. And we finally got, just the other day, we finally got our Kalotren in the mail, and Mary and I have started it today.
All right, so there you go. You're going to have
along with the
help. Jack will help you with that and tell you why and how it works as we go through this. Here's the deal. Go to toploss.com. Get 10% off. 10% off toploss.com. Here is what they will do for you. You'll buy 3 bottles, get 1 free, and then they'll take 10% off. So it's a double whammy. You benefit all the way around. Actually, the most important thing isn't the price. The most important thing are the results, and you'll get them tenfold with Kalotren. So you want to lose weight, safe, natural, amazing results. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the special deal. Free bottle and 10% off. Code is DJV. Good folks at Kalotren are here to provide you with the service that you need. 833-TOPLOSS, if you want to call and talk to them. 833-867-5677. Or go online to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get a free bottle and 10% off, and lose the weight with Kalotren. Here's a question from Sylvester about fiber. fiber, he says, is it non-digestible? Is it a carb? I don't know why he's in the weeds on this, but I guess maybe you talk a lot about fiber and eating vegetables because that's a really important, and that's for the GAPS digestive tract stuff, keeping it in track. So fiber doesn't have any caloric value, though, does it?
Not really? Well, there's digestible and there's indigestible. And the indigestible, which is usually what you're going to get in
soluble and insoluble.
Yeah, there's in other words, there's fiber that will dissolve in the juices that are flowing through the gut, and there's fiber that doesn't. And we aren't herbivores.
How much do we need to eat of fiber a day? Do you have any recommendations on how much to eat, and how do we even know? I mean, somebody says X number of grams. How the hell do you know how much fiber is in a piece of asparagus?
Again, what we need to know is their current status, because a little bit of fiber for one person that helps regularity will continue to tear up the wall of the gut in somebody else the same amount. So that's why we have the symptom survey. Tell me what your situation is, and I can give you a better answer to that.
So a lot of people take bran. They eat bran.
Yeah, and a lot of people overdo it. A lot of people just take too much, and it causes a constant inflammation in the gut. Yes.
Yeah, it plugs them up. Fruit, a lot of fiber in fruit, right? Most of the
nuts. Fruit fiber is digestible. It goes into solution in the gut. Yeah. But still, it depends on the person and their health status.
Jack has been doing some work on a study focusing on sucrose, which is basically the white table sugar that you use, and how bad it is for you. I guess one of the things that I hear from people is, yep, we always talk about what's bad. So what do we do after we've told people how bad sugar is? What do we use as a sweetener? Because many of the things that have been told, we've been told aspartame is good. No, it's crap. That's bad for you. So when we're all done with this talking about how bad sugar, table sugar is for you, what are we going to use? So that's your challenge, Jack. After you give us your report, let's come up with something that people can use that they will like.
One of the things I think that is filling research volumes now, that's showing up more than ever, is the effect of table sugar, sucrose, upon the body. Mm-hmm. You can hardly find anything in a supermarket anymore that is processed in a bag, a box, or a can that in the ingredients doesn't have various names for sugar. Hardly ever says sugar anymore. There's different names for it, which the food labeling laws allows it to do. And when you look at the rate of obesity in the country, and you look at the continuing growth of heart disease and cancer, and so the so-called war on these things, obviously we're not making any ground.
Waste of time and money.
Yeah, the war on this, the war on that are just battle cries to raise some kinds of money. Yeah. So as I was looking through different studies, I found this study from 1965. That was mentioned in a study that came out November of last year, referring back to a study in the New England Journal of Medicine in 1965 and follow-up work relative to that study that was talking about how long ago was 1965? I mean, we're talking over 53 years, I think, maybe.
Yes.
In any event, they knew back then that increased levels of table sugar in your diet led to increased levels of fat inside the body. Now, someone might scratch their head and say, what's the difference? Because any energy coming into the body that the body does not immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat. Mm-hmm. Your brain doesn't know you're going to have dinner tonight. It gets breakfast this morning. It processes breakfast, but it doesn't know there's going to be dinner tonight. So any carbohydrate, any kind of extra energy that came in breakfast that it doesn't immediately need, it's going to convert it to fat. And when you get something as pure energy as sugar is, it goes right to fat almost immediately if you don't immediately need it. So any of it, in this study, what they found out was that people who had elevated levels of sucrose in their diet were more prone to bladder cancer than those who didn't, and also had higher levels of fat buildup in the bloodstream than those who were eating less amounts of sucrose. Now, the whole point of this is that they knew this back in 1965, and the sugar industry tried to cover it up and made sure.
What a shock.
Yes,
no,
made
Jack,
sure that
please.
That study
Tell us that's
did not,
not
get.
True.
Yeah, made sure that that study did not get published. Now, what do you do instead? Well, what we recommend to our patients is, number one, honey. Local honey.
That's great.
If you have to have a sweetener, try to get honey, raw honey. Make sure it says on the label raw, because if it doesn't say raw, it was pasteurized. Yep. If it was pasteurized, it's been changed to some degree. Make sure it's local so that it has the local allergens in it to temper the body's allergic responses, or something like stevia. I particularly don't care much for stevia
I think honey.
But honey's the big thing.
Local honey, that's a great suggestion. Okay, so now Jack told you the problem, told you how to fix it. Local, unprocessed honey. It is the best. And you know what? One of the things that honey is good for is helping your immune system, because it's all natural, local stuff, as are the fruits and vegetables. This time of year, as vegetables become available, get as many of them as you can, ripened fruits as well. If you can't find them and you want to balance your body, make sure that your immune system is working properly. Go to balanceofnature.com and sign yourself up for these little capsules that have 11 different ripened fruits that have been dried and powdered, and the same number of vegetables, cooked, dried, and powdered, put in a little capsule. You take two, one of each in the morning and one of each at night, and your immune system goes through the roof. Strengthen your immune system. Get started free at balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV, okay? Balanceofnature.com.
This program was edited by Bob K. Sound and Recording. Visit BobKSound.com.